March 20, 1919. The deaths and the pains which the divinity made the humanity of Jesus suffer for each soul were not just an intention, but they were real. Louisa takes part in them. I felt my poor mind immersed in the pains of my lovable Jesus. And since I had been told that it seemed impossible that Jesus could suffer so many deaths and so many pains for each one, as is said above, my Jesus told me, "My daughter, my will contains the power of everything. It was enough that my will wanted it, for it to happen. And if it were not so, my will would have had a limit in its power, while I am without limits and infinite in all my things. Therefore, whatever I want, I do." Ah, how little I am understood by creatures, and therefore I am not loved. Come into my humanity, and I will let you see and touch with your hand what I have told you. In that moment I found myself in Jesus, who was inseparable from the divinity and from the eternal volition. By just wanting it, this volition created repeated deaths, innumerable pains, blows without scourges, the sharpest pricks without thorns, with such an ease, just as when, with one fiat, it created billions of stars. It did not take as many fiats, for as many created stars, one was enough. Yet, not just one star came out to the light, while the others remained in the divine mind or in its intention, rather, all of them, in reality, came out, and each one had its own light to adorn our atmosphere. In the same way, it seemed that, in the heaven of the most holy humanity of our Lord, with its creative fiat, the divine volition created life and death as many times as it wanted. So, being in Jesus, I found myself at that point when Jesus suffered the scourging from the divine hands. It was enough for the eternal will to want it and, without blows, without lashes, the flesh of the humanity of Jesus fell off in pieces. Deep furrows were formed, but in a harrowing manner, and in his most intimate parts. The obedience of Jesus to that divine volition was such that his humanity melted by itself, but in such a painful way that one can say that the scourging which he received from the Jews was the image and the shadow of that which he suffered from the eternal volition. Then, at the will of the divine volition, his humanity recomposed itself. This happened when he suffered deaths for each creature, and all the rest. I took part in these pains of Jesus. And, oh, how vividly did I understand that the divine volition can make us die as many times as it wants, and then give us life again. Oh God, these are unutterable things, excesses of love, profound mysteries, almost inconceivable to created mind. I felt unable to return to life, to the use of senses, to motion, after I suffered those pains. And my blessed Jesus told me, "Daughter of my will, my volition gave you those pains, and my volition gives back to you life, motion, and everything. I will call you often in my divinity to take part in the many deaths and pains which, in reality, I suffered for each soul. It is not, as some believe, that it was only in my will, or that I just had the intention of giving life to each one. False, false. They do not know the prodigy, the love and the power of my will. You, who have somehow known the reality of the many deaths suffered for all, do not put it in doubt, but love me, be grateful for all, and be ready when my will calls you."